I don't wanna hear a beat. Trying to catch some sleep, trying to count some sheep. Hot damn, hot water, hot shower. Hot Atlanta smoking green cauliflower. Tangerine, yeah, I call it sweet and sour. And my lawyer say it's urgent, I'ma call him in an hour.
It's episode 20!
Grab your Puerto Rican bear horns, because it's episode 20.
It's hot as fuck outside.
It's very hot.
I took the dog out. She almost died.
Yeah, she still looks dead right now. It's the dog days of summer, as they say.
What does that mean?
It's when dogs die.
Oh.
I don't know. You know I don't know anything. I don't know anything. It's just like saying it's hot as balls out. What does that mean? Are balls hotter than anything? Aren't balls there for temperature control? What do balls do? I'd love
they
to start off.
They make babies.
Oh, right. You guys should see the way Ian's looking at me right now.
Well, I don't know why you're giggling.
I forgot about the whole sperm thing. I was just like, this looks like a... George,
my balls have a bald spot underneath them in
George
the bottom part.
Lucas afterthought. Like he came back and added that to it. A bald spot?
Mm-hmm. I have alopecia in the bottom of my balls.
Do you know of any place
to have...
See,
look.
No, don't do that. He's not actually. Of all the places to have alopecia, I think that's a great spot.
Just on the bottom, though.
On the how
on
have
the
you,
under.
How have you dug? Did somebody else tell you this?
Uh-huh.
Did somebody else?
My wife.
How did you find that out? You
what
were
do you
like
mean? Do you don't
standing
clean yourself?
Standing over a mirror. I'm just imagining how a guy could possibly see all the way under his balls.
You lift them up and you look
but
under the, also you
are
can
you
feel
that
it.
Flexible? Oh god.
Man, you don't know
I don't
anything about the human anatomy.
Balls. I don't
That's, this
I don't
just
like
goes
them.
To show you how much attention I'm getting ball wise from my fucking wife over
I'm
here.
I'm not your wife and I don't like balls. I'll say that right now. We have a respectful agreement. I stay where I am, they stay where they are. I don't like them. They're scary and confusing because you know our entire lives as ladies You're taught that, like, just the slightest little breeze is excruciating pain, you know? Like, you think that, like, the like boys ball tap each other and they mm-hmm. fall to the ground. So when
well, don't
you when you
tap them.
But I don't know. They seem so sensitive that I don't even want to touch them because I don't know. I don't want to hurt them.
Okay.
The life-giving balls.
Life-giving. The cradle of civilization.
Nuts. Your bald balls. Does it hurt like riding a bike? I'm so curious about balls. What if we talked about balls for?
It could hurt if you like hit the brakes too fast and then hit that metal bar that you know.
Metal bar? Oh, in the front.
Yeah.
So not when you're sitting on that weird seat.
No, you could sit on your balls. People sit on their balls.
What?
That's something that happens, and it hurts a lot.
For
but
fun?
I think I have youthful nuts, because I've never sat on my own balls, which I'm grateful for, because sometimes guys talk about how they're getting older, and their balls touch the toilet water, and I'm like...
Is that for real?
Oh, yeah.
I always thought that was a crazy exaggeration.
I think that's like long, bald guys to be... bald as in
yeah.
balls past tense.
B-A-L-L-E-D, long, bald...
Men
mm-hmm.
Who are getting older, who to begin with already had
they're
long,
already
stretchy
long
balls.
In the ball.
Like,
yeah. Yeah, you have yours don't dangle at all.
No.
I can report. They definitely don't dangle.
They're tight. I have tight ass balls.
They
I
don't
get
look.
Them,
hey,
I get them.
They're as weird looking
Botoxed.
As any other set of balls.
You could. I feel like ball surgery to like really tighten up your nuts would be easy to do. You just remove
you
some
do
skin.
It yourself, yeah.
Yeah, with a scalpel and some, you know.
We should start like
thread.
A YouTube page for like how to
at home plastic surgery.
Yeah. So you probably just cut like the top part that like wraps around and then like cinch it together
the top part.
And. You know I don't know how balls work.
You don't have any idea. Can I tell you something that happened to me while you were asleep?
Okay.
I got banned from Twitter.
What?
For promoting our podcast.
Today?
Yeah.
Well, you're just telling me this on mic.
Well, yeah, well, you just woke up.
I know. That's just crazy. Why? You're currently banned from Twitter right now?
I got out of it.
That was quick.
Yeah. Well, I appealed it.
What happened?
What was it? I think Caroline's, the comedy club,
yeah,
wrote, "What's your favorite podcast?" And I responded, "Suicide Pact."
Yeah.
And then Twitter banned me and said that I am, I'm encouraging self-harm, or I'm going to harm myself, or something along those lines.
What?
And like gave me a suicide prevention hotline.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I had to be like, no, I'm not going to kill myself. I mean, I am.
Does that mean they listened?
But I was promoting. No, they were just like, they just, you know, it's just keywords. So I was like, this is a podcast. I was responding to a question about what podcast is the best podcast.
Oh, that's terrifying. It's just going to get worse from here. We're going to get in so much trouble.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
I mean, I kind of do. I don't like being in trouble. It's just a name.
Well, I know. I got out of it. They were like, oh, upon review,
yeah,
we've made a mistake.
Okay.
And your account has been...
But you just can't use the word suicide on Twitter at all?
I think it just scans for keywords, especially if you're responding to somebody's shit.
Oh, yeah, because everybody's telling each other to kill themselves.
Oh, my God. Grow up. Somebody's going to tell you to kill yourself. I mean, it's part of life.
This week on Kill Yourself, Jack Dorsey, kill yourself.
Please.
CEO of Twitter. Just kidding. Okay. Just
remember when I got banned for calling a woman a twat on...
yeah.
Is it twat or cunt?
Twat, which is funnier.
I got banned for 24 hours for that. But...
Can I...
just was justified.
Just in case anybody was like, oh, God, Ian. Sure, but... I will say I was witness to that, and she was being a real twat. Mm-hmm. She was being such an asshole. Anyway,
that was like a couple days I got banned.
Good,
well, because she's a fucking asshole and reported me for, oh, you can't take twat. That's what you realize when you go outside of New York and you interact with people who want to start shit with you,
mm-hmm.
that they can't. Like, you escalate it to a certain level where it's just mild name calling, and
yeah.
then all of a sudden it's like pearl clutching.
Twat's hilarious.
It's like you started this.
Yeah, she really did. Anyway, I don't want to get into that. I don't want to give that person attention. They
Fair
suck.
Enough.
Anyway, oh, the suicide thing that worries me. Oh well. Oh, I wanted to add once again. This is a comedy podcast. Don't kill yourself. Seek help from friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
Call your senator, tell them you want to kill yourself. They'll do something about it. They always do.
Call the suicide prevention hotline. It goes like this.
Oh, yeah,
it goes,
what is it?
800-588-2300.
Empire. I'll tell you why I'm suicidal this week.
Good.
Because the other night when we were falling asleep, you told me that I was a depreciating asset.
Oh, you're misrepresenting what I said.
What? No.
I said that you are my depreciating asset, to me, you're priceless.
You said from...
Worthless? Priceless.
From the moment I drove you off the lot,
yeah.
you've been a depreciating...
And that's why you should... That's why you should appreciate me, because I love you so much.
Depreciating
and
asset.
And no matter what anybody says, to me, you're priceless.
Oh, my God. You know I have a birthday coming up.
I know. That's why I said it. Happy birthday.
You're a piece of shit.
I got you something very nice.
No, you didn't. Did you?
Well, not now. If you're going to be
going to take it back?
Butthole
about
it.
No, you're a butthole. You call me a depreciating asset.
Well, I was being sweet.
Okay.
Take a compliment. Okay. I was saying that you have worth to me. You have value
not,
to me.
No,
every
that's
day,
not what depreciating
me. Yeah, no, not like it, that's...
How am I
for
not
everybody
an
else?
Appreciate? Oh my God!
I appreciate.
Oh my God!
I'm saying to me, I don't
okay.
care what anybody else
okay.
thinks.
I
to me,
you.
You're beautiful.
No, no, you suck.
I love you so much.
Okay.
Every day, A little bit less.
Because of the age thing.
Yeah. We'll be in Nashville for your birthday.
I know. I can't wait.
Next week?
Yeah, it's August 7th, so technically, yeah, a week from Wednesday.
Ugh, I gotta find a dog sitter.
I know.
Well, if you live in Nashville and you know where we can do stand-up comedy, please tell us, because we're going to be there for a while.
7th to the 12th. Come buy us a beer and give us a spot.
And give us a chocolate cake.
And give us a chocolate cake.
I
will be there. August 10th is my birthday. Saturday, August 10th. So you would be doing me a real favor as a birthday present to me by giving us a spot.
What day are we going to see Heart?
The 8th. Thursday, August 8th. If you guys are going to see Heart and Joan Jett in Nashville too, come party with us.
We're opening for Heart.
Yeah.
We're going to go on stage and tell jokes.
Are you guys on Tinder? Are you fucking? This guy knows what I'm talking about.
Boo!
Hey, I don't go to your day job at the shit factory. Foreman of the shit factory.
The shit factory.
You know, I really want a new job. I think I would be really good as like a, you know how they have adults who look like children on To Catch a Predator? I think I could do that if it was only audio. I think I could be like a 13-year-old boy, like, hey, Senator, can we play Fortnite at your penthouse?
That's pretty good. But To Catch a Predator doesn't really do,
phone stings.
They don't do heterosexual homosexual pedophiles.
They don't? Is that too much?
Yeah. That's like, that's gross.
That is.
Only little girls.
You're right. Wait, really?
I've never seen an episode with a little boy. Have you?
Yeah, I don't think so. There's one girl who kind of looks like a little boy, but yeah. Wow.
It's always boy, girl.
That's where they draw the line. Yeah, we'll show as much pedophilia as you want, as long as it's between a man and a little girl, like God intended.
I don't think they've ever done an episode where they show pedophilia. I'm not sure what you've been watching.
Oh. I love how every episode the pedophile walks in, and when Chris Hansen comes out, they're like, I knew what this was. I knew.
Yeah.
I just wanted to check and see, and now that I know, I'm going to be on my way.
Have a seat. Well, why did you bring a case of Smirnoff Ice? teddy bear for?
Why did you bring bath toys and a bucket of lube?
Like, bath toys.
Had this on me. And then seeing them get tackled is always very fun. Is this a weird thing? I obviously don't condone pedophilia, but there's a little part of me every time they get caught.
Oh.
Didn't you like it's at least uncomfortable where you're like, oh God.
Right.
They're like,
well, my instinct is to always be anti like smarmy cunty guy. So like when Chris Hansen is like, what were you up to? It's like, shut up,
yeah,
Chris Hansen.
He's a real villain.
You're probably something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're a creep too. You're just like a corporate, I don't know. Just the fact that he jumped at the chance to take this job.
Yes.
You know, wasn't he a regular news anchor
I'm
or
sure
something?
He's doing the same shit, just like with masks on a yacht.
Yeah.
Somewhere else. And that's when it's like culturally acceptable, I guess. But when you're just in Tempe, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
When you're not rich, it's bad.
Pedophilia is bad. It's just like alcoholism. I tweeted that once.
Pedophilia is like alcoholism?
No, I tweeted.
I love it.
What did it?
I have it.
No, it's such a shame when you're an alcoholic and you're poor.
Right.
Because all rich people are alcoholics, but it's just like, oh, she's always having a martini at brunch with the girls. Anyway.
Yeah, he's having a liquid lunch with the
like
with the CEO of Exxon
Halliburton.
Mobil.
Back to Catch a Predator. I think that Chris Hansen is also the villain. I was about to say
he's a predator in his own right.
Yeah, he's a predator of pedophiles.
Yes.
And that's not any predatory behavior we do not
condone. Yeah, we do not condone it.
Stop being a pedophile predator.
Yeah, leave pedophiles alone.
My friends
let them live their lives.
My friends are going to kill
me. Your friends hate this podcast because of how pro-pedophile you are.
I'm not.
And I will always take the...
The high
I always support you, but I always have to, you know, I have to disagree with you on the whole pedophile thing. I'm anti.
Ian.
But it's like a yin and yang type relationship.
She's a pedophile.
She's a pedophile. He likes, you know, he's kind of messy. The modern day odd couple. He's a stuffy businessman, and she's a serial pedophile.
Oh, Catherine, can you stop leaving these kids all over the living room?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, I'm crying. I'm not a pedophile. I don't condone pedophilia. It just comes up so often. Honestly, it is so relevant right now.
It's in the news.
It's constant.
It's very popular.
Think about it. Since we've started this podcast, every month at least,
a brand new
pedophile scandal comes out. Or just documentary like Michael Jackson or that one where the dad gets a hand job.
Gives a hand job.
But funny is, no, he got the hand. Wait.
He gives the hand job.
Oh, God.
Remember, because the pedophile was like, "Hey, I got this boner. I hate my wife.
Oh yeah,
can you jerk me off real quick?"
And he was like, "Well, okay." Oh, God, I loved that part. That was so funny. There's that, and now Epstein, and a ton of other ones. It's always, we have to talk about it. We have to address these things.
We have to. It's our job as journalists.
God, that is so funny. He's a stuffy businessman.
She's a serial pedophile.
Coming to NBC this fall.
Dharma and Greg reboot.
I can see her character being
she's a free spirit.
Pedophile. Yeah, my friends told me to stop talking about pedophilia. When I was like, that's how the pedophiles win.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
What else is going on? Oh, did you see Bernie Sanders and Cardi B are best friends now?
Yes.
That's exciting.
I
want
to watch that conversation they had. I don't think it's available on
the
internet.
She's kind of tough in interviews, and so is he, actually. Like,
oh, she's nuts.
I know.
She's a crazy person.
I know. I'm just trying to imagine them one-on-one trying to interact, and it's so delightful. Aren't they going to like collaborate or something?
They're making a video. But I don't know if it's like a music video or what.
If that were a music video, I'd have to...
It might just be like a promotional thing.
Okay, yeah.
But they were talking about it in some article. Yeah, I just want him to sing her... little bitch, you can't fuck with me. If you wanted to, these expensive, these is red bottoms. These is bloody shoes.
Red bottoms. I love that.
These are red bottoms. Cardi, body.
Hello, Cardi. I don't know your music, but my daughter Karina listens.
I love how he says his daughter's name.
My daughter Karina, she was listening to you the other day. She's a big fan.
I always thought it'd be funny to do a very not funny, actually. By funny, I mean not funny. Like Bernie Sanders character bit where he's at the store trying to get milk.
Oh, yes.
What's your favorite kind of milk? I want the 1%.
The 1%.
And then if not, the skim milk's fine. Okay, I'm going to kill myself. For real?
I'll help you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's great. I'm so many candidates, I bet, are mad that Cardi B is supporting Bernie because they're out there doing the whipping nay-nay on Ellen trying be cool to distract everybody from their dog shit politics. And meanwhile,
even Elizabeth Warren, who I don't hate... She does this thing where it's like, come have a beer with Elizabeth Warren. Come, I'm cool. Do you guys like beers?
Imagine Elizabeth Warren, like you sit down to have a beer with her and she's like, I'll have a...
your just reading house the, beer?
Yeah. One light beer, please. And she's just like...
throws up in her mouth. We're like, oh. Liz, you don't have to do this.
Yeah.
Just fight Wall Street or whatever you do. Bring down Wells Fargo. You're great at that.
Yeah, who gives a shit if your politician is cool?
Yeah,
you know?
Jesus
like,
Christ, stop it.
Do you want your heart surgeon to be able to do a kickflip? It's
yeah.
like, who gives a shit?
Yeah, just do your fucking job. Kristen Gillibrand, I saw a video of her playing beer pong and I wanted to die.
Ew.
What are you doing? Stop. You're really going to get in with the 18-year-old boy demographic.
Yeah, you shouldn't be playing beer pong after like 26
yeah.
anyway.
You just look like a bad mom.
Yeah, go take care of your children.
Yeah, stop it.
Who'd you say did that?
Gillibrand.
Kamala Harris was on the fucking news, like on CNN or MSNBC or one of these fucking 24-hour news networks. They did like an expose on her and she cooked a turkey. They showed her cooking a turkey and not just like quick clips of her doing it. They showed the whole entire process of cooking a turkey, like a cooking show. Are you running for the president of the food network?
What a waste of fucking time.
They sat her down and interviewed her and they asked her questions like, what's your morning routine? Do you like coffee or tea? I'm really suspicious of her because the big news networks are really pushing her on us. Like,
yeah.
She's not polling that well, but they keep interviewing her. And it's like, why? Why are the mega corporations so behind her?
Yeah.
And somebody like Bernie Sanders can't get mentioned. They don't even show like B-roll footage of him
yeah.
on MSNBC, on CNN. What's up with that? Is
it
because Bernie is anti corporation and anti oligarch and like Kamala Harris must have some shady, I don't know.
That would make sense. I mean, that's who we're all working for. That's where all the news comes from.
Yeah.
It's all filtered through bad people.
Right, that are ultimately like neoliberal, you know, really at their core conservatives. They put out a message like MSNBC or whatever, put out a message of liberalism, but it's all phony. It's all surface. They still want establishment liberals in these positions.
Yeah, I do think it's telling that they're just pretending that Bernie doesn't exist.
Yeah.
That's very, very apparent. Like,
and it's crazy. We can say this like on a podcast, be like, oh, these networks are pretending like Bernie's not even in the race. And you can listen and be like, oh, I wonder if that's true. Turn on MSNBC. Watch it. Just put it on for an entire day.
Yeah.
And see if they mention he's number two. He's polling at number two.
Yeah.
They don't mention his name. They don't do interviews with him. Joe Biden's all over the place. Kamala Harris is all over the place.
Somebody at work
Buttigieg
told me last night it's going to be the nomination. It's going to be Biden and Harris. He's going to pick Kamala Harris and it's going to be those two.
That makes sense.
Oh, my God. I mean.
And then Trump will win.
Yeah. A nihilistic part of me is just like, whatever. Let's just speed up this. Earth
right, yeah.
Process.
I want to get past election night. That's what
yeah.
I want. I want to be 3 weeks into the second term of Trump's presidency and just go back to my nihilistic, you know, cutting myself in the bathroom.
Yeah.
This hope is what gets you.
Yeah, yeah. That's the most torturous part. But
where you go, like, there could be a revolution. There really could be a fucking revolution. There won't.
Mm-hmm.
There won't be. But there's a chance, you know?
And we'll just podcast away and pretend that everything's fine.
Yeah.
While suicide rates go up. This is actually an anti-suicide podcast, I think. Talking about suicide openly.
Yeah, like how you're going to do it, where you're going to do it, you know, what your suicide note's going to say.
It prevents suicide. I forgot about how specific we get.
I went to the Stand last night, the new Stand Comedy Club.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you been there?
No, I've seen
it's
photographs.
Unreal.
Yeah, it looks very pretty.
You walk in, you feel like you're in the wrong place because it's like this massive bar. It looks like the lobby of the Four Seasons or
holy
something.
Shit.
You're like, oh shit, this isn't it.
Yeah.
And then you start to see like 22-year-old fat guys in black t-shirts with
there
that look
we
damp.
Go.
And you're like, oh no, this is it. This is the place. Some confused guy who's scared to talk to the bartender because she's a girl. You know, and you're like, oh no, this is a comedy show. This is Comedy Fight Club.
Because she's a girl. Oh my God. Is it in Union Square?
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like a couple blocks from Union Square.
Do you think those hypothetical fat guys in damp t-shirts think that somehow if the bartender hears their like beautiful butthole joke, she'll be like, wow, I love him.
Yeah, these guys think that if they can tell the perfect dead mom joke that they'll be able to impress the hot bartender.
I guess that's, well, I mean, I don't know why I'm shitting on that theory, because I guess that's how humor works, right? If you're not hot, you use humor to get women, right? That's why people try to say women aren't funny, because it's long been used as a tactic by men to
Yeah, that makes sense. I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so maybe,
women aren't.
Yeah, that's
Yeah, it makes sense.
That's
that
what
you
I'm,
heard it here first.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
women
that does
aren't
make
funny.
Sense.
But then what couldn't you say if that's your logic that lesbians can be funny?
Because yeah, lesbians also, well that if you read that Christopher Hitchens article that yeah. you know upset everybody, that's what he's saying.
Really?
Oh yeah, anytime anybody's like, well, you can't say that about women because Ellen DeGeneres is funny. He'll be like, well, she's a lesbian. She is essentially a man, I guess,
okay, yeah.
is the implication.
Case closed, because that's what that means, right? Like, that all gay people just basically swap genders? I mean, this
well,
is...
Well, I mean, maybe the idea is that you have to be funny to attract women?
I guess. Yeah, I mean, this is... I'm saying I guess that's what his argument is. Who is Christopher Hitchens? Is he a comedian?
No, he's dead.
Good.
He was a philosopher and a writer. He was like a famous atheist.
Great. I just think it's just annoying having somebody come into the thing that you do and go like, here's how this works.
It was a weird article because he's an atheist. He gives like speeches about... He's like Dawkins. You know Dawkins, Mm-mm. the famous, what did he write? The God Delusion?
I don't know anything about anything.
Oh, well, it's weird to be a kind of a public intellectual and mm-hmm. talk about, you know, philosophy.
Yeah.
And then one day just be like, oh, also I'm going to take on comedy.
Comedy. Yeah, I mean, I do think humor, if you can get to a certain level where humor is... It can be higher brow, I guess, but I remember when everyone got so mad about that, and maybe I probably did too because I was younger, but now I'm just like, it's almost like a your mom joke or something where it's like, why are you offended by that? Like if somebody, like you've never met my mom, you don't know anything about my mom. So him saying women aren't funny, it's like, well, how many women have you talked to? It's just not true. That's what I'm saying. It's just not fucking true, so it's not going to upset me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're just kind of, I don't know, exposing your own ignorance.
Yeah.
And now, because we've learned nothing from anything, we're just flipping everything. And now it's like, men aren't funny, and women are funnier than men.
Oh, yeah, that's fucking,
and
that's true.
You just go, okay, well, I don't need to talk to you. You're a fucking idiot.
Yeah. You took the worst parts of that argument and just kept them.
Yeah. We both listened to a podcast like a year ago where a bunch of comedians, open micers, were talking about this. It was a bunch of women who were like, oh, yeah, men just... The argument which blew my mind was that men study comedy and like comedy, and that's why so many straight white men are not funny, because they obsess over the minutia of stand-up, whereas women are just naturally endowed with funniness. It's just in their soul.
Why are we even taking the time to try to deconstruct this? What are you doing? This is this weird competitive thing that happens in the comedy community. And especially when you throw around terms like straight white men, and like, here's why they're bad, even like not evil, just like here's where they're deficient. It's like, why are we doing this? Why are you breaking things up into gender or like race or whatever?
You know what it is? It's all sleight of hand, right? We all start having these conversations. People bring this stuff up, and then you and I have these conversations about men and women
yeah.
and who's funnier. And then you realize you have to think about who's delivering the message.
Yeah.
And then when you really do that, you realize that when a woman starts railing against straight white men, that they have been denied attention by the straight white men that they covet, you know? And then they start creating these elaborate stories about how they're actually too good for the people that yeah. they're the most attracted to who are ignoring them. And then it gets morphed into tweet form. And now we all have to have these fucking conversations about gender. And it's just like, oh, I'm sorry that nobody wants to fucking date you. You know, on both sides. It's, you know, men can't stand women and they're not funny and they're whores and they're, you know, they're awful people. It's like, oh, you're one of those fatzos from Comedy Fight Club.
It's like, that's a... Hang on.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, or anywhere. I didn't
sure, anywhere,
think
anywhere.
We were talking about just comedians, like just people on Twitter, but yeah.
No, most people at Comedy Fight Club are awesome, but every once in a while, you know, you get a dud who's like on everybody's Facebook posts, like, and this is the reason that this is true is because women are cunts, and it's
like, oh, this says a lot about you.
Yeah, is it because you're short? Is that why women aren't funny? Is that the reason? Are men not funny because they don't want to go to the movies with you?
Yeah, and they don't text you back.
Yeah, and a lot of these women pick straight white men because that's who they're attracted to. That's who they're mad at. And they have to kind of rewire their own brain so that they believe that they're actually too good for this group of people. You know, it's not that they're being rejected by these men. Yeah. It's that they're actually doing the rejecting because they're funnier and better and smarter. And also, when you do that, when you say straight white men, you get to ally yourself or ally yourself
with all these other minorities,
with black people. Now all of a sudden you're a fucking black woman, essentially.
White women are black people now.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Our famous quote.
I really think that
it's a win-win, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they are so obsessed with straight white men, and I never thought in a million years that I'd have to be in a position. I don't want to be in the position where I have to defend straight white men. Like, I don't care either way, but shut the fuck up about straight white men. I'm so tired of seeing it on Twitter everywhere. It's this weird obsession where I'm like, if you spent an ounce of time, of the time you dedicate to straight white men, to bettering yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a weird way of proving that you hate a group when you obsess over it constantly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And isn't it interesting that you hate straight white men, yet you date them exclusively.
Yeah.
And you hang around them all the time.
Yeah.
And it's the only thing you talk about.
And they... you have more power over your emotions than anything else.
Right. They control everything you do. You're just a kid on the schoolyard that's like pushing the boy you like.
I actually do think there's a problem with women in general.
Sure, yeah.
No, stop
Definitely.
It. Will you let me talk, you piece of
shit?
I just
want to support you.
I think that women have such a chip on their shoulders that when stuff comes up like women aren't funny or, I don't know, take your pick, it's almost like they believe it. They believe that they're lesser. That's why, like, if some idiot guy was like, women can't do this, women, whatever, it wouldn't bother me because it's not true. But I think when people go, actually, you're getting upset because it hits something in you that, like, you believe is true. I don't know. I just wish that we could all almost ignore it because it's so fucking stupid. Like, you're giving it power by acknowledging it. That's all I'm saying. Anyway,
I also think it's hilarious that we're nobody's funny. You know what I mean? Like, we're saying, oh, this group is not funny and that group's not funny because I went and saw a woman and she stunk and I went and saw a man and she stunk. Yeah, everybody fucking sucks at this. Nobody's good at comedy. Turn on Netflix. Go to your comedy section in Netflix and watch an hour of somebody eat it and just have them have the lay laugh tracks on top of it. Nobody's doing a good job. You can make a case for fucking anybody not being funny, any group not being funny.
That's true.
Because people aren't good at comedy. Comedy hasn't been good in a long time, for the most part.
I don't know if it ever was like good in that everyone was killing it. We look back at the past and we go, well, here were the people who stood out and they were great, but they were one of however many thousands of people doing it. I do think that most people
are bad. I think it's particularly bad right now. I think there was a point not too long ago where it was much better. But That being said, even great comedians stink at it.
Yeah.
There's so many people who I love who I'll find a YouTube clip or a chunk of a special where I'm just like, yikes, this stinks.
Yeah.
You know? Nobody is good at comedy all the time. And that's what outsiders don't understand. Yeah. So they'll watch somebody do poorly or come up with a new idea that's not there yet. And they'll go, this person sucks.
Yeah.
This group of people sucks by association. And you go, what
problem.
The fuck?
I have that problem when like this knee-jerk thing that I have to tell myself isn't true. When I see someone who I know is good, who I know can be very funny, I see them bomb and I'm like, oh.
Oh,
well.
Look who sucks now. Well.
Like I've never.
Well.
Like I've never bombed in my life.
Looks like old Billy Burr.
Oh, yeah, he sucks now.
Forgot
he
how
tried
to tell a joke.
One new joke. I haven't. This is all hypothetical. I haven't seen it, but tries one new joke that doesn't land, and I'm like, interesting.
Huh.
I guess women are funnier than men.
Yeah. I guess. I'm the president of comedy now. Isn't that interesting, too? All these people who have these opinions about who's the funnier gender always stink.
Oh,
they're
yes.
never good.
Oh, my God. Across the board, anyone who's made that argument, they suck. Like, they suck because you're thinking about it too much. It's like I said, it's this weird competitive thing where they know they're deficient in some way.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So they go,
But if you can take your brain and make the other party even worse than you in your mind, then you somehow get to become a superior artist.
Look over there. They're shitting their pants.
Yeah.
Don't look at me stinking it up over here.
Right. All I'm doing is telling unfunny jokes.
Yeah.
They're raping.
Oh, man.
So
you've
that.
Said rape a lot in this episode.
And I'll say it much more.
Okay.
And that's my suicide pact promise to you, the listener. And I do mean listener. One
dad,
person.
Dad, thank you for listening.
We have the same dad.
We do have the same dad. We're siblings. Did we not tell you guys that? Guys, I just want to point out how stressful podcasting is. Ian sat down with a full, complete white t-shirt on, and now it is in tatters. I'm gonna take a photo.
No,
a photograph.
Don't photograph me. I'm in my underpants.
A photograph and put it on the Instagram. His shirt is torn apart. What
it's
did
very
you,
stressful.
What did you do?
I don't know. Don't take a photo of me.
Your stomach's hanging out.
I don't like that.
No, I don't mean like
this
your
is
belly.
Body shaming.
I mean your stomach's exposed.
This other stuff's going to be exposed pretty quick.
No.
My bald ass balls.
No balls.
My tight ass, bald ass.
I mean,
ass balls.
I'm an MRA, but I would like to advocate for the eradication of balls. Let's get rid of balls. Let's castrate
everybody. If you get rid
everybody.
Of the balls, then does your dick still work? I don't think so.
Doesn't it?
No.
We'll have to find out.
They like chemically castrate pedophiles to bring it full circle.
Yikes. What does that mean? They inject something into your ball sack?
I guess so.
What is chemical? They like put bleach in your pee hole?
Yeah, they put bleach in your pee hole. They take a funnel and a catheter.
I don't know.
And they just pour bleach in there.
That's I.
Isn't that crazy that they do that? That they pour bleach in your pee hole?
That's a complete. Nobody fact check that. That's what happens. We mentioned this earlier. Back to Catch a Predator. Did you know that Chris Hansen has a new show called Hansen versus Predator?
And they like box.
It's the exact.
Hansen versus Predator?
Yes.
No. Like Alien versus Predator?
Exactly like Alien versus Predator, except it's Chris Hansen and a pedophile. Directed by Ridley Scott or whatever. But
that's he's
an illness. He's obsessed with it's like white women obsessed with straight white men. He's obsessed with pedophiles to the point where
he doesn't
like,
want them to fuck kids because he wants to date them.
Yeah, because he's attracted to pedophiles. He's obsessed with them, and it's the exact same show. It's just he just thought it would be real cool to name it Hansen versus Predator.
Oh my God!
And I watched.
Do you think he's aware of what he's doing?
What do you mean?
The wordplay there.
Of course,
that's
Ian.
Crazy.
That was no accident?
Oh, I don't know. God. It's just so insane to me.
I watched an episode of it recently, and like I said, I don't condone pedophilia, but it's real uncomfortable watching a guy like, no, I was just wanted a hug. He was like, I wanted to watch football. I just wanted to watch football and go home. And he was like, he pulls out these printer paper sheets of their IMs. And he's like, now, what did you mean by I can't wait to be inside you? And he's like, I was just playing around. I was trying to watch football. I was a joke. Like, what did you mean by I bet you taste so good? He's like, ah.
Now it says here, I will buy you an easy bake oven if you fart in my mouth. What do you mean by that?
It was my brother. He pranked me. He took the computer. I didn't say that.
Imagine if Chris Hansen were just like, oh, is your brother? Oh my God. What? I'm so sorry about this.
Well, you can go.
All right. Get out of here,
you
champ.
Just call him up. Obviously, I think anybody who's trying to have sex with underage kids should be put in jail. But sometimes you watch this, it gets out of context a little bit, and you're just watching Chris Hansen bully a guy with severe intellectual disabilities. So they kind of are, like, IQ-wise, they are about...
Oh, for sure. 13. Yeah, a lot of those people are just...
They're very stunted, and so they can't have real relationships with adults. And once again, not condoning any of this, but you're just like, trying to make them talk it out is very uncomfortable.
Yeah, because they're so stupid.
Yeah. They know it's wrong. I'm not saying, like, let it happen, but God... Damn, do I wish that wasn't a TV show.
Well, you're their main audience.
That's true. If it gets them off the streets, then good.
If it gets them out of the sheets.
Off the streets. I'm a mailman in the streets and a pedophile in the sheets.
And that'll do it for this week, folks.
Yeah, if any of you, once again, live in or around Nashville, email us, johnstossel@gmail.com, and let us know where you'll be or where we can perform, because I've never been to Nashville. I don't know anything about the Nashville comedy scene. If you have any tips, let us know. And we'll be there from August 7th to the 12th. Or just tips, honestly, tips to...
Where to eat.
Yeah.
What to do.
Where to hang out. Where to listen to music. All of that. I thought Dolly World was nearby. It is not. It's like 4 hours away. Anyway. We got Parkside Comedy Friday at 7 p.m. I won't be there, but...
I'll be there. And then Saturday, Good For You at Cantina Royale at 9 p.m. Do you have anything else? Do you have any shows this weekend?
No. Not yet.
Sunday, I'm at some show. In Brooklyn, I think. I don't know. Cool. Check Instagram.
Bye.
Bye.